coming to get you.
Welcome to the Fear Central Podcast. I am Mike.
Heather.
Chris.
Paul.
And there's a room full of audience
that
here
are quiet.
We do.
Quiet. Dead quiet.
Dead quiet.
Doink, doink.
Yes. But we are a weekly podcast all about the horror genre with our thoughts and feelings about it. This week, we are returning to the Wheel of Fear, which I have aptly named due to the fact we are the Fear Central Podcast, because no one gave me another name mention. Naughty y'all.
I thought I
all
did.
All those people
I
out there.
I thought we did, too. The Wheel of the Macabre, but okay. We'll go Wheel of
Wheel of Morbidity.
We were waiting for them to give us some suggestions for what we name our
right.
wheel, and
sorry.
Nobody suggested, so we go with the Wheel of Fear. Oh. Ha. So
okay.
This week we're doing the Wheel of Fear. We have how many choices?
2, 4, 6, 8.
Eight choices. This week we have a real wheel.
We do.
Not a digital one. So, can y'all see all that? Yeah, there's real wheel right there.
Those listening at home, can you see it?
You got it?
Do I need to hold it up higher? You got it? Okay.
You see that? Okay. All right. So, are you going to hold for the sound, or do I hold? Okay, here we go. We're spinning. And we landed on...
Which one?
In between. Two. So, pick one.
Which one? This one?
We'll go with... Sure.
Yeah, that
one. That one looks good.
That one works.
Like it. What are we talking about this week?
Big boob horror movies.
Oh, jeez.
Big boob horror movies.
Nice.
All right.
We got a Mad Lib.
All right.
Okay.
So.
All right. So
one of our audience
members actually wrote that. So we're gonna have to confer with him real quick. What is our criteria for this discussion?
Are we talking about the killer being big boobed? Are we talking just about the big boobs in the... Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. So,
like,
okay. This is
going
to be...
Boobs,
all right.
Or?
Let's talk about how breasts relate to horror movies.
Okay.
Cool.
There we go.
I got a great idea. Then, Heather, you can start... You can kick us off.
With your boobs. I mean, no.
I think not.
I believe I heard you saw Sleepaway Camp for the first time.
Yeah,
I did.
That feels
really
like
boobs,
well, he didn't have boobs before, and then he could.
That's true.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll start with a spoiler for a 30 to 40 year old movie.
Yeah.
If you don't know, Sleepaway Camp is a movie that.
Is that 81?
Something like that. There are four movies in that series, and the big plot twist at the end is Angela takes off her shorts and she has...
She's a chick with a dick.
She is, yes.
She's a chick with a dick.
She
has boobs for the whole film.
83. Great year.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So
I have to ask our audience member, have you seen Sleepaway Camp?
No.
No?
You got homework.
Yeah.
A lot of homework coming.
Yeah, there are four movies.
There's four of them.
They can't really
start binge watching now.
They can't really pull the plot twist in the sequels.
No.
She still has it. So what? All right. So let's. I don't know. Feels like a good starting place as any. What did you think about that as a plot twist? Is that aged well?
It has not aged
not
well.
Aged well.
No. Not in 2020, 2021. It has not aged well at all. But, I mean, for 83, it was pretty,
Yeah.
Well, surprisingly enough, that topic is still real high in society.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And through most of it.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, guys. It's 40 some odd years.
Yeah.
Well, I remember Robot Chicken had a sketch with it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they basically replayed the ending with some, like, zany camera work or whatever, and then it put up on the screen, this is actually the end of a movie, of a real movie that was made in 1983 or whatever.
Wow.
So
all in all, How did you like Sleepaway Camp?
I liked it a lot.
Yeah?
How did you like Angela as a killer?
I kind of got that at the beginning.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was kind of obvious.
Well, I'm guessing you haven't watched any of the sequels.
No.
Because in the sequels, of course, you know Angela's the killer, so she gets to mug at the camera and stuff a lot.
Right. Yeah, I picked up on that real early.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one character in that film, and I'm just like, why? That's the mom.
Okay.
You're just like, what is she on? What did she take?
Mm-hmm.
Is she really that demented? And you have to go watch it to really get an... I can't even explain it with the justice it needs to determine what that character's like. It's it's unexplainable, I think.
Okay.
Do you think you could explain it?
I can't. But Sleepaway Camp's not a movie I don't think you need much explanation for.
No, not really. But that character, you just go, what? What's she smoking?
Yeah.
What kind of psychosis does she have?
Yeah. Inquiring minds.
Okay. So sprouting from there, let's go to horror movie monsters with boobs. How many are there? What are our favorites?
Well, you've got
zombie strippers.
Okay. I was thinking more American Mary. We're talking but okay.
Zack Snyder's recent movie?
No.
Wasn't there zombie strippers in that?
There were, but this one's actually called Zombie Strippers.
It's called Zombie Strippers.
Robert Englund plays the guy that runs the strip club.
Yes.
There's quite a few people in it.
But that one actually has some real porn stars in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I was thinking more like American Mary, you know.
That one's good, too.
As a villain.
Yes.
Got boobs.
Well, Catherine Isabel.
It's true.
Yep.
Also from Ginger Snaps.
Yep. And Hannibal.
Oh, she in Hannibal?
Yes. Yep. Wendy's just going through her storyline, actually.
Nice. Oh, okay.
Yes, Jenna Jameson.
Yes, Jenna Jameson is in Zombie Strippers.
Yes, she is.
That was one of the reasons why I wanted to see it.
He says it's a must watch now.
Getting a list together. A bunch of movies for y'all to watch. You get your October viewing list getting together. Everything horror and boob related.
Yeah. Well, I think one avenue we can really kind of take this into.
Delve into. Just dive in there.
Is how the earlier horror films, specifically the slashers, tended to show more than what you actually see now, and how it's kind of degraded the amount of boobs you actually see in horror nowadays.
Okay.
Which is very ironic because there's more sex in it.
I blame the internet. Because now, you know, these teen boys or whatever can hop on the internet and go see all of it. Where back in our day, it was, I got to go see this horror movie. There's boobs in it.
Yeah, that's true.
How old are you picturing yourself when you're picturing yourself say this?
Oh, I don't know, 14?
Last week.
13. Can I see the boobs? Boobs. Yeah, boobs.
We're so topical and contemporary with the Beavis and Butthead references.
Am I wrong in the fact that toplessness has diminished over the years?
Yes.
I'm going to show my ignorance here.
Okay.
So let's say in the last 5 to 10 years, what do you consider the best slasher films that have come out? Because I may not have seen any of them. I've seen the Hatchet movies. That's about like all I can really say.
I watched one yesterday called Trick, which was not too bad.
Okay.
It kind of had a Scream feel to it.
Okay.
For the last half of it and the first half of it, it felt kind of supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a straight up slasher film, and there was very little to no toplessness.
Mm-hmm.
Which you would expect in a Jason and a, you know, Michael Myers and all that. I mean, one of the biggest quoted lines was from Halloween.
Okay, so I feel like I know the answer to this, but of the major of horror franchises, like the big three.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's got to be Friday the 13th that has the most nudity, right?
Yes.
I'm trying to even think of how much nudity is actually in the Halloween franchise. I don't think much.
In the first one, there was like one scene.
PJ Souls.
Yeah. And that's one of the most quoted lines from the film. Is
Got your ghost, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See anything you like? You know.
Totally.
But even then, the camera angle on it didn't really show full
frontal.
It was kind of half frontal.
Mm-mm.
I don't remember any in the later Halloweens, like the one with...
I barely remember 4 and 5. I barely remember 4
The one
and
with
five.
The rapper. I don't think there was any in that one.
Resurrection.
Yeah. I don't think there was any in the 2018 version either.
No.
Ooh. Or was there? I don't
The one you
remember.
Watched, Wendy? You remember nudity in the most recent Halloween movie? I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing any either.
Mm-mm.
But they didn't put in a whole lot of sex scenes in that film either.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had the babysitter. Well, they had the two making out on the couch. There was babysitting, but then that ended very quickly. Because the kid came downstairs and was like, I hear something in my room.
So, I just showed both. She hadn't seen it since way, way back when. And one of my friends had not seen Scream ever.
Right.
So we just watched it not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Got me thinking about this. In a post-Scream world, do the rules about teenagers having sex, you know, the loose morals, they're ending up on the axe list. Do you think that actually applies?
Yes.
Does it still apply? I don't know.
Yes. Well, actually, anymore, there's no rules. Everything applies. Everybody's either a victim or...
Well, Rob Zombie, everybody's either a killer or a victim.
Or killer, yeah.
It's true. There's quite a bit of nudity in his.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's the question.
Yes.
With the horror genre being what it is nowadays, do you think the fact that the sex has kind of been scaled back, so to speak?
I don't think it has. I just think it's like in different subgenres. We're thinking, like, I was just sitting here thinking about the fact that, you know, for the traditional rule is slashers, you know, you have sex, you end up dead. No, I was actually thinking about like the VHS movies and stuff. The best segment from the first one is the succubus or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's the sex scene there. It makes you feel gross, actually. And then all the guys end up getting dispatched in spectacular fashion.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, they do. Well, you even think in the holidays, there wasn't very much. Even in Kevin Smith's part, there wasn't.
No.
Well, that
whole story was about being
a cam girl.
Yeah. And there was like no nudity.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, he was directing his daughter, so kind of.
True. But I mean, he could have made the others do it. It was not his daughter.
That is a horrible way of phrasing that.
True. Didn't say I was the best with words.
Could have made them do it.
He could have had the other actresses pull their tops off.
Yo, audience, you missed it. He did a little hand flourish.
Like a magic trick. Poof, your top is gone. Look at that. But none of your mainstreams today are showing anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your Conjurings, your Insidiouses, and Annabelles, and, you know, there's nothing there.
I don't know. Autopsy is...
So that's where I was wondering if, like you said, if the rules are still applying. Because the world has changed so much, where back then it was all about AIDS and sex and premarital and
I don't know,
all that.
Because the Autopsy of Jane Doe.
Okay.
She was nude the whole movie.
She was nude the whole damn movie. Yeah, it wasn't like they were having sex.
I hope there's nobody that's like, that picked up that box art and is like, oh, I bet this chick is nude the whole time.
Well, technically she is, but.
She is.
It's like picking up Dead Girl and going, all right.
Yeah.
No,
but there was also the. There was the one about with Christina Ricci where she was like dead, but she was a ghost.
Afterlife.
Yeah.
With Liam Neeson.
She was nude through most of it.
Yeah. That's a real feel-bad movie.
Yeah.
All right. Feel like I'm trying to get into sociological stuff with this. Question to the group then. Do you think there's an inherent bias one way for or against women with bigger breasts in horror movies? Like, the final girls usually have kind of a, like, they're usually they're mousier at, you know, studious type or whatever.
Right.
Well, it's because they're supposed to be more pure.
Yeah. The big boob ones seem to get killed off first.
Yeah.
Well, you get Tatum and Scream and she can't get through that garage door.
Yeah. Because of her boobs.
And she ends up hanging.
Oh, Rose McGowan?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't remember the character's name. I was Tatum.
Rose McGowan.
Well, they just watched it last weekend, weekend before last.
Yeah.
But then Underwater, which is a fairly new movie, Kristen Stewart's pretty much in a sports bra the entire film.
Mm-hmm.
Except for when they're in their dive gear outside the building. But once she's in the buildings, it's pretty much sports bra, if not just sports bra and panties. And that's pretty much her costume through the whole film. So
spent a lot of money on the effects, huh? They couldn't afford a wardrobe?
I guess not. So I don't know if they were trying to draw in people with her looking like that.
All those big Kristen Stewart fans. Yeah. There's so many of them these days.
All 12 of them.
Yeah. Years old.
Those 12 people that actually like Twilight and somehow still like her.
Yeah.
Ouch.
I hear from people that love Twilight, they always go, I really like it. I hate Bella, though, or I dislike Kristen Stewart.
Yeah, they definitely could have got a better Bella.
Yeah.
I have a 25-year-old that can act better than her on any given day.
Yeah.
She's good in... I'm going to say, go ahead and I'll play devil's advocate. No. She's good in a couple movies.
No.
She's good in Adventureland.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
I've seen Adventureland. I like it. It sucked.
I was going to say... I saw Zombieland.
No,
wait, that was Adventureland with Kristen Stewart as a zombie.
She's like that most.
She had no emotion in that film.
No. Well, she doesn't like, in general, though.
Well,
it's true.
Considering what psychological issue she was dealing with in that movie, it's
angsty
kind of
teenager well, is just was, her. It's her appeal.
She was also acting with Jesse Eisenberg, so.
Well, yeah.
Wasn't that the other main character?
Was it?
I think so.
What was the movie?
In Adventureland?
Adventureland? Was that not Jesse Eisenberg and her?
Best fingers.
I thought it was. I could be wrong.
Oh.
I've seen it once.
I've seen
when
it
first came
I've
out.
I've seen it.
Yes, it is Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I thought so.
Although okay. We did have that book that stipulated, you know, there's a killer radar around.
Yeah. And I've got one of the satire books of how to survive a horror film.
Uh-huh.
And in there, there's a whole section of
boops.
How to get off the radar. One is don't have premarital sex.
Mm-hmm.
If you're already at a certain age and or married and or already have children, you're already off the radar.
So literally, we could stand right next to the killer and he'd just walk right by us.
Yep. Even with boobs out. You're like, you're married. Okay.
Nope, do it that way. Have fun.
Another one that I think of when I think of lots of boobs and lots of sex, it's one of Paul's favorites.
That sounds sarcastic. Let's see where this goes.
Oh, is it about the barmaid?
Think? It is the barmaid.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
It would be the Wicker Man.
The Wicker Man.
That is, I feel like.
Apparently, I got the unrated version when I watched it the second time.
You watched the unrated version here in your house.
Yeah,
I don't remember. I guess I don't.
Well,
he was on
well
drugs.
You're at work watching it. So there's a big difference between in your own house watching a movie with a bunch of nudity versus on your computer at work.
It tends to be frowned upon.
Everybody looks at what I'm working on at work. So.
Are you working? Yeah, okay.
Oh.
I always
what are all those nude girls doing jumping around a fire? Okay.
It's a documentary.
The movie's The Wicker Man for listeners who haven't picked up on it yet. That movie,
researching African huts.
That movie, more so than most, not just because I'm biased towards that movie. I feel like nudity is warranted for that movie.
It definitely is.
Because, I mean, that's what it's about. It's about paganism and all that type of stuff. So,
fertility.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was a bad. It was bad. I just said that Paul would be.
It just has a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like we'd expect a lot of nudity in, like,
Hostel.
The Donner movie or something.
Hi! Welcome back to the world. We missed you. How was your dirt nap? Okay.
Okay. So, but then there is one person that's very big in the horror industry that has almost made a career on showing mostly boob.
Enormous talents.
Vampira?
Elvira.
Oh, Elvira.
I mean, most of her dialogue is also about her boobs.
Well,
so
she's a 19-year-old stuffed in...
A 70-year-old body?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, she's a 70-year-old stuffed in a 19-year-old body because she still looks damn good.
That is true. There's a difference between the two.
She just had a birthday.
Age is nothing.
I know it's nothing.
The bitch is immortal. Let her be.
She is. She'll look that way until she actually ends up in the ground, which will probably be a while.
Cosmetic.
revealing quite a bit about my background, but yeah, the first time I saw Elvira.
You dressed like Elvira?
That explains so much.
I remember watching Elvira for the first time with my dad when I was about 7, 8 years old, I guess.
Okay.
Wait, are we talking about the movie?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was one of my favorite movies growing up.
Mine too.
Mistress of the Dark, yep. Yes.
Okay, so it wasn't like the old public access show.
I saw
she
some
had.
Of them right afterwards. But,
oh, okay.
I don't know. It's like there's something, of course, TV, growing up when I did. I was born in the early 80s, raised through the 90s, so Married with Children was a big thing on television when I was growing up.
Yeah.
So there's something almost wholesome about Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, even though there's tons of innuendo.
Yeah.
Like, the entire time is innuendo.
Right.
But I was like, I don't consider it that abrasive. I'm sure I could watch it with some people
it's
and they'd be
not
like...
not truly.
I don't know. Her relationship with Bob, and I've always said, is sweet.
It was kind of sweet, yeah.
It was.
Yeah. He is not smart.
No.
No. He was not.
There's always that one guy. That one.
Now, did you see her second one?
Haunted Hills?
When it came out?
I actually did not.
Have you not? We own it. We could
you
let
gotta
you use
come.
It.
Okay. Okay. I'll
it's
watch the Haunted Hills.
First, but.
Yeah.
Innuendo
it's got,
in
it's
the
got
title.
Richard O'Brien in it.
She's actually a very nice in person, though.
Yeah, she's great. She loves her Dr. Pepper during conventions. Keeps her awake.
Well, same her here. Autographed same juice.
Here. Huh?
Autographed juice.
Yeah.
You said
well, at
she
the time,
her
it
Dr.
was
Pepper to keep her awake at conventions. I said, same here. Same here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at the time, it was our Dr. Pepper.
Right.
But it's not our Dr. Pepper anymore.
It is not.
So I'm not even going to say it for Lou that Keurig sues me or something.
Right.
Did you say Keurig?
Yeah, they own Dr. Pepper now.
Okay. Sure.
See that face? That's what I made when he told me.
Yeah.
Okay.
They bought it from Snapple.
Okay.
So...
The Germans.
The Germans. Talking about places where you get a lot of boobs. European films and other foreign films usually tend to have more nudity than some of the American films.
I like Italian movies.
Yes, yeah, you do.
They do a lot in there. Well, you and Heather are both big foreign
spaghetti.
Film connoisseurs,
yeah,
if you will.
Yeah, I love me a good giallo.
A lot of the Japanese ones have quite a bit of nudity.
It depends on what.
Not as much as.
It depends on like what type of movie you're watching.
Yeah.
Japanese horror doesn't seem to have a lot of nudity in it.
It's a lot of suggested.
They're far out ones though.
Yeah, well, I mean.
They're off the wall horror films that you're just like.
France does. There's nothing attractive about any of the scenes that it happens in.
No. Spain has a lot that are nudity in a lot of the South American countries.
It's not really pleasant there either. Yeah. A crash course from Paul, if you happen to be one to get into foreign language horror films, Spanish movies are going to make you sad.
Yes.
French movies are going to make you cringe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, would the Spanish movies be all Hispanic, like
from
Mexico?
Talking Spain.
And
we're talking
like
Spain specifically.
Spaghetti horror movies.
So European.
I mean, the ones I've seen that were made in Mexico are also pretty tragic.
Yeah.
So
they tend to follow like that Greek tragedy.
Well, they tend to do a lot of like folklore and very much.
Yeah, I love The Orphanage, and I really like The Nameless, but both of those movies revolve around horrifyingly bad things happening to children, and they are rough watches.
Well, one of Del Toro's was too, wasn't it?
Pan's Labyrinth.
One of his first ones was about a kid and like this bomb landed.
Oh, Devil's Backbone.
Yeah.
Well, Devil's Backbone is set in a wartime orphanage and like post World War II.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great movie, but
yeah.
Almost not a horror movie.
I think it has aspects.
It does. It's got a ghost, and there are some scare moments until you realize what's going on.
Right. Where Pan's Labyrinth is more horror than...
Yeah. Yeah. Once again...
I would say horror fantasy. But
once again, it gets super sad by the end, but...
Yeah. I've never seen any South American.
A couple...
So I don't know if any like Brazilian or any of those films, how they tend to.
Well, now that I think about it, the last Spanish language horror movie I watched was Tigers Are Not Afraid. That movie will wreck your day.
Oh yeah,
great movie. But if you want to watch a horror movie that'll tell you about the living situation of children amongst gangland Mexico.
Okay.
Yep. Anyway,
moving.
You threw your phone down triumphantly for a second, Heather, and then you picked it right back up. Were you looking for something?
I'm looking for something very particular, and I can't find it.
Okay.
We were talking about Spanish films, and there's one that I absolutely love, and I cannot find, but I cannot remember the name. It's Apartment something, and I cannot find it.
Okay.
I don't think Apartment 143 was Spanish.
All right. Well, while you're looking for the off-topic thing.
It is Apartment 143.
Was it?
No.
I didn't think that one was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we also liked, what was it, Veronica?
Yes.
Veronica was excellent. Yeah.
Yes, Veronica was fantastic.
Back on topic with a borderline offensive question for Mike.
Oh. Yes, I like boobs.
Okay. Well, 14-year-old Mike. Was there...
14-year-old Mike.
14-year-old Mike. Was there a certain movie you feel ashamed that you went to for the boobs because of what the content actually was? Because we talked about Dead Girl or Autopsy of Jane Doe. And I'm like, technically there's nudity in there and technically it's an actress, but...
Well, no, because I'm probably around 10 years older than you. So I was born in the 70s, grew up in the 80s, when all of... that was coming out,
sure.
Halloween and Friday 13th and Terror Train and all those. So there wasn't anything way out there because all of them were about drinking, drugging, and having sex.
Yeah.
So
sure,
there wasn't anything taboo like having necrophilia with a zombie.
I just meant that, you know, bad content within the scene, the nudity scenes.
Just like if you.
No.
Every so often, I'll see like people reference like, oh, did you know that actress had a nude scene in this movie? And it'll be some art house drama where there's like a rape scene nearby and stuff. And I'm going, oh, that sounds like a horrible time.
Right. What,
why would you even want to know?
Right.
I think the only film that I actually purchased strictly because of the rumor I had heard that they were nude in it was Embrace of the Vampire.
Alyssa Milano.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which at the time I thought she was still a little older than me and found out later that we're about the same age.
Man, the 90s were a sleazy time for movies.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. But yeah, everybody kept going, dude, Alyssa Milano's like full nude in this movie. I'm like, no, she would never. She was on Who's the Boss? No. So I had to go buy it just to find out.
All right, well, outing myself since I asked the question, one of my celebrity crushes is Drew Barrymore, which is a super sad read if you figure out what her teenage years were like.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she got to be in Poison Ivy and Doppelganger, The Evil Within, which is technically nude scenes, but also like flayed Hellraiser flesh style stuff going on right around the same time.
Okay. So kind of like Hostel, maybe.
It's a psychological horror film.
Okay.
About like a split personality thing. It's like manifests.
I vaguely remember the film. I know I've seen it. It's just been a while.
It's not great.
It was,
I watched it 5 or 6 times.
It was a TV mature, wasn't it? It wasn't even like theater.
I think it was a Showtime.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it was like a straight to video or something. It wasn't theatrical release, if I remember.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do y'all ladies think? Did any movies, were you discouraged from watching any films because it had the excessive toplessness or anything?
No.
No?
No. I mean, it doesn't like, it doesn't offend me to have, I mean, I'm just like, whatever, I have them too, you know. It's, they are what they are, you know what I mean? Like,
right. Mm-hmm. Well, I know there's quite a few females out there that are like, well, if they keep showing women's boobs all the time, how come we never get to see a dick? We'll go watch Sleepaway Camp.
Okay, see. Here's the difference. Don't use that for your tagline on this episode, please.
There is a big difference between breasts and a penis.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Penises are like God's joke. Okay.
They are. I'm sorry, men, but they are.
It's like God decided we're gonna give him an outward sexual organ, but we're gonna make it look like a shell-less sea creature.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna put the most vulnerable spot right between the legs for easy targeting.
So they're gonna make it into this ugly sea creature without a shell.
Boobs, so we walk around with Leviathan.
I mean, like, I definitely don't want to see green boobs or anything like that, but boobs are boobs. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
They're round and
yeah.
I mean, that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's not anything like.
I mean, men have them.
Gross about a pair of boobs.
Yeah.
I've never found anything gross about a pair of boobs either.
Okay, so I've never found it offensive that boobs were in horror movies. I found it offensive that they always portrayed the bigger boob to be the stupid.
The airhead. Yeah.
Have sex with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
As
the typecast.
Very much typecast. Now, as times have changed.
I always wanted to be that because in high school my chest was pretty flat.
You wanted to be the airhead and have sex with all guys?
No, I wanted to have the big boobs. I wanted to be the big boob girl.
And have back problems?
That got all the guys.
Oh, God. Now,
well, I don't think it was that stringent of a typecast. Well, usually the bigger boob ones that died first and were airheads were also the blonde ones. Because I've seen several horror films where they were the bigger boob girls, but they were brunettes and they were like not dumb.
They still died.
They had sex. I mean, that's what happens.
But now as time's progressed, you know, it's pretty much, it doesn't matter anymore if you're the chick in the movie that has the big boobs or the little boobs.
Right.
You're gonna die regardless.
True.
Do I find it offensive? No. Do I think it's necessary for a horror movie? Not exactly, but, you know.
But you never looked at a film and went, that's just going to be a whole lot of sex and boobs. It's made for teen boys. I don't want to watch that.
I'm trying to think of movie.
No, I usually want to see the body count and the prosthetics. So if there's a new horror movie coming out, that's what I'm watching for.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, the whole reason I wanted to watch the Autopsy of Jane Doe is because of that. Because I wanted to see how they did the actual prosthetic makeup and
yeah,
okay,
and things like that.
I can't wait. Now, I can't wait for you to watch No One Gets Out Alive.
I want to see that.
For the villain. For the monster in it.
Mm-hmm. If we're talking about being a mom of three girls, would I want my daughter specifically to be nude in a horror movie? I'm going to make sure that there's precautions.
Okay.
I have a teenage boy. I mean, that kid runs nude all the time. So,
yeah.
I mean, but it wouldn't, you know.
I'm going to make sure that she feels comfortable in her own skin to do it. If at any time says, I don't want to do this because I don't feel right, then I will yank her out of there faster than you can blink. But even if I am working with an actress that doesn't feel that way, I'm not going to force her into a situation that's going to make her feel uncomfortable.
Right.
Sure. And by that same token, of course, I'm bringing it up again just because I just recently watched it when we talked about it. But in Scream, there's not nudity in that movie.
No.
But the garage scene with Rose McGowan feels horrible now because of the Harvey Weinstein stories that circulate with her around that filming of that movie.
Yeah.
The whole thing about the act and catch has always been since the golden era of Hollywood. There is nothing uncommon about that. What has been going on in that industry, in the industry period, has been going on for centuries. It is just now like having the floodlight open.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. I'm trying to think like the movies that have the reputation, because for people that don't gravitate towards horror, there's certainly movies that they associate it all being sex and violence.
Right.
Hostel is like definitely one.
Hostel's one. Saw.
Yeah.
It's not really sex. It's definitely violent.
It's definitely violent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the Friday the 13th has it just on lockdown because it's what it's like known for, really. Yeah.
Halloween.
What about was Teresa's? Did it have a lot of nudity in that one?
Which one?
Teresa's. Because I always considered it to be kind of like Hostel.
It's sort of, but
kind of the gore porn, which I kind of thought would also entail the kind of like the bathtub scene in Hostel.
One that you'd expect that it definitely doesn't is It Follows.
It's true. Yeah,
about sex.
Yeah.
I watched that one and I was a little disappointed by it because 5 minutes and I'm like, is this all this is? And then it was like, yeah, that's all that is. And I was like,
STD is a hulking menace.
Yeah. You were like, wait a minute. I was told a supernatural hostels.
I was told how great it was and I'm watching it.
Killing
going, this
everybody.
Shit is
I want to see why.
As
okay. Let's out something that really was pretty popular a month or so ago. Mm. Fear Street.
Okay.
So Fear Street, the first one, because the first one's a 90s slasher flick.
Yes.
It's true.
So did you think that it was felt a little watered down as a core concept movie because it played it pretty safe for a good chunk of that movie?
It did.
Like it was almost a Goosebumps equivalent of a slasher film.
Version,
and then it got super violent in the last 10 minutes.
I would say it was more targeted specifically for younger teens.
Up until the last 10 minutes, for whatever reason, it just got super violent.
Yeah, but I mean, it felt...
it was very climatic, but...
Yeah, it did, yeah.
It felt like it wasn't targeted to a younger generation, say like the Jack Black Goosebumps or anything like that, but I always thought that the stories were designed for that younger generation, but it felt... It had... kind of the sexual content without, you know.
Well, they made.
Well, I don't know about that. The second one.
Well, they had a lot of the. You know,
well, they made a whole plot point about the, one of the main characters wanting to just get home and make out with their person on their bed, listening to Portishead.
Yeah,
which awesome pull on Portishead. It's great.
But I wonder, especially a lot of the films that come out as these streaming originals, what they would be if they were designed for theater, like the older movies, Friday the 13th or whatever, because most of those were designed for theater. They weren't designed straight to video or straight to HBO or anything like that. So I wonder if the movies like Amazon Originals or Hulu Originals or Netflix Originals would have a different feel if they were not going to be just for, just for Netflix.
I think they'd be definitely different. I do wonder if, because we're sitting here talking about it, how nudity is less commonplace now in modern horror movies, and I wonder how much of that is just like the values of, like, we don't need to see this, you don't force your actresses to go through this or anything like that
anymore. Nowadays sex and nudity in horror movies is like fast food.
Well, they also now have
every
coaches on set for these scenes, so they can sit down with the actors and go, are there any concerns you have about this type of scene or anything like that, you know, where back in the 80s it was like take shirt off.
And I also think it's just, I mean, especially when it comes to American films, is like we tend to be much more okay with, I'm of two minds about this, but we tend to end up being much more okay with violence than we are with nudity in our films.
Yes.
Which, on one hand, it bothers me a little bit because, like, violence is less natural. Like, you wouldn't encounter violent situations on a day-to-day basis like you see in a horror film.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, if you go to take a shower, you're going to see nudity.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it's also one of those things that people are more aware you're watching a movie whenever a violent situation happens, because, like, this is less commonplace. I don't see this all the time.
Well, we watched a documentary about the MPAA.
This film is not yet rated.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they were showing, you know, they could have the shot of someone getting shot up or close-up shots of someone beheaded or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd be like, yeah, that's fine. Just give it an R.
Yeah.
But then you'd have another movie that had someone having a sex scene, and if they showed bumping like four times, oh, that's an X. So, take that down to two, we'll give you an R.
So I'm going to go ahead and say, like, since you reference it, the one thing that's really telling in that movie is the story about what it took to get History of Violence down to an R.
Yeah,
because what they had to cut amongst the stuff was 13 seconds of Viggo Mortensen pleasuring Maria Bello orally, which there was no nudity in the shot, but their issue was her enjoying the sex
too much.
God forbid women enjoy the sex as much as men do.
To cut that 13 seconds.
Yeah.
And like,
we'll give God it forbid a woman enjoy sex in any type of horror movie. I mean,
well, Friday the 13th Part 5, the non-Jason Jason. The director will say the MPA raped my movie because they had them cut a lot of the scenes. There was supposed to be one where the actress got the machete up her hoo-ha, and they were like, nope. Gotta cut that.
Yet that was allowed. Gotta cut that,
or it's gonna be NC-17, and you won't get shown anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That was allowed in. Thank you.
Yeah.
And it was allowed in another movie.
But that was also shot in another country.
I hate to say it because it spoils a reveal for a movie that I like, but yeah, Angel Heart also was an R-rated movie in which a shotgun gets.
Yeah.
So, you know, and you look at where we are today, some of the stuff from those older films would probably get left in now. Because, oh, it's just violence. It's just, you know, that happens, whatever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is completely off the beaten trail when it comes to sex, but we're talking about, I just showed Wendy the It miniseries, and then I showed her the first 10 minutes of the new movie.
Yeah.
And the miniseries, of course, you know. Do you have a few words?
It's long.
It is long.
But you seemed very into it for about an hour and 40 minutes.
He didn't warn you?
I did. I thought we were stopping it halfway, and then we just watched it all in one sit. Yeah. But
I enjoyed it. I thought it was really cool. I kind of didn't understand why so many people are afraid of it.
Yeah.
Until I watched the first 10 minutes of the next movie, and that clown was terrible.
Yeah. My general feeling about the new It movie is like, I love my horror movies. I actually like the new It movies, but it is so over the top when it comes to violence against children that I'm like, this would you'd never get away with this in the 80s. And I don't know if I like that we've gotten to this point.
Right.
And you are seeing it a little bit more because you look at like the first 10 minutes of A Quiet Place.
Yeah.
You know, that's. What?
But
6-year-old, 7-year-old child just snatched up by the creature.
Yeah, but that's like a fleeting shot on camera. Like Pennywise is sitting there with a severed baby hand at one point, waving it like a joke, and I'm like, "Okay."
True. But yeah, back in the 80s,
I love it. Cut the scene that like came right before it, but I'm like, you still have that shot.
I don't remember any real 80s and even into the 90s films that were much less than a supposed 15 or 16 year old.
No, Stephen King.
Like I remember it being a big deal that the I remember it being a big deal that the 12 or 13 year old gets killed in Mimic, the Guillermo del Toro film.
Right.
And Rawhead Rex was known for it.
True.
Yeah,
but I don't remember. I watched that not too long ago. I don't remember small children,
9 or 10 year old, is one of the among the victims in Rawhead Rex.
I don't remember that.
It's not like it's super on camera or anything, but
that might be why.
Yeah.
Chris was right though. Pet Cemetery.
Yeah.
When did the first Pet Cemetery come out?
I think it's 85.
Was it?
Is it that early?
I thought it was like closer to like 94, 95.
No, it's 89.
Was it 89? Okay. I didn't.
No.
The thing about Pet Sematary is I had just finished reading the book when the movie came out.
Yeah.
So I watched like half the movie and went, this is nothing like the book, and I turned it off and I never finished it.
To this day?
To this day.
I got
to the part about the track guy coming back to life, and that was about where I ended it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know in the book that what happens.
Right.
Movie, I was scared of kids for so long, especially little blonde boys. I, you know, especially when he's like, he goes and he kills the son. And
first
the
I
little,
play with Judd, and then I like, play with Mommy.
And then he's like, no fair, no fair. I'm like, yeah, totally fair, kid, you die.
It breaks your heart a little bit.
No, it doesn't.
To me, it does. that's the core concept of it. It's okay.
But let me say something. As a parent, there are times when you are dealing with your child that there has come at least one time you look
have to
at
stick
this
a syringe in their neck,
and you're like, I swear to God, I could kill this kid. And you have thought about doing it for a split second, and then your moral kicks in, and
well,
you're like,
now you're in Babadook territory.
I don't know. I guess because of my age, I'm more
age.
Used to children being in the horror films, more like Damien or
Damien dates further back.
You mean as the aggressor versus the victim?
Right.
Okay.
I mean, Reagan, but she was more middle teenager, not so much child.
They played her young.
Yeah, well, they did, but yeah. I think she was supposed to represent somewhere between 13 and 16.
She was just supposed to be innocent.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Boobs.
Boobs. Boobs.
There's
hard right turn.
What's that look?
He said hard right turn, and I was like... There's no boobs over there.
I'm sorry.
No, honey.
Never gonna give you.
Oh, jeez. Don't Rickroll me. Come on now. That's my job.
I loved your reaction to that YouTube video that was 10 minutes of Rickrolling, but it never starts.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it just keeps going. Dun, 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 and like right before he starts singing, it just keeps like looping.
Yeah.
Back to the music.
No.
How funny. How funny.
I tend to Rickroll Paul all the time.
A little bit.
It's kind of like my favorite thing on earth.
But yeah.
If I knew it worked on anybody else, I'd do it to other people, but I know it works on Paul every time.
Every time, Paul?
Sucker.
A little bit. Yeah.
All right.
Between you and Joe, I get that a lot.
Oh, Joe gets you every time too?
Joe, like, unapologetically loves Rick Astley.
Why does this not surprise me?
Well, considering he also unapologetically loves Bryan Adams, everything I do it for you.
Yeah. That's Joe.
It is Joe.
That is Joe.
Did he say this while he was sober or while he was drunk?
Oh, totally sober.
Totally sober. We were driving. He had loaded up car music that he was playing in my car while we were in the Metroplex.
You let him pick the music.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, we had that same problem on the way to Dallas.
So was it a little Bryan Adams, some Rick Astley, some Frozen?
No, actually, it was like he kept ruining the mood because we were having a fun time, and then he was like, "Oh, Johnny Cash is hurt. Let's listen to this all the way through."
Yeah.
Okay. Good times. All right. Boobs.
Boobs.
Cool. Yes.
So, audience, what are your favorite boobs in horror movies?
One set of boobs we have not talked about.
Which is?
Jennifer Tilly in Child's Play.
All right. As I call her,
she
Jennifer Titty.
Yeah, Jennifer Titty. Amazing. I have seen her not just
I didn't
in,
say she
in that,
amazing.
But
I
she
just
is
said
just.
She's got a rash.
Oh.
She's
got a hair on her. Yeah. You could use as a flotation device.
Yep, well, and they play up with the tattoo strategically placed on both the doll and in her makeup.
It's true. Yeah. They're there.
Yep. So
I think they get to the camera before she does.
So what are your thoughts on doll nudity in Child's Play movies?
Okay, so I actually watched that one strictly for her because...
The doll?
No.
I mean, we all know about you, but come on.
I specifically watched it for Jennifer Titty's boobs.
I watched it because she was in it, and I wanted to see how they were going to make the bride.
Mm-hmm.
And... Yeah,
the same
I
way they
it.
Made Chucky.
I liked the whole kill scene where she was in the tub, and I liked the whole kill scene when she was killing the guy that was helping her.
Alexis Arquette.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm sorry, the only kill scene I enjoyed in that film was John Ritter's.
The pinhead thing.
Yes. Because it was just kind of like, boom, oh, there it is. And then the truck afterwards.
You can't say you didn't enjoy that movie. It had Katherine Heigl. Everybody loves Katherine Heigl.
No. There was just a little too much comedy in that film for me. Now, had the Chuckies been working their way towards more comedy instead of just boop, oh, here's a comedy.
Well,
now.
it was a redirect because no one liked three. And I mean, it's not no one, but most people I know did not like Child's Play 3.
See, that was the one where he was...
Military school.
Yeah. That was stupid.
It was okay. I wouldn't say it was the greatest out of the series.
The barbershop scene.
But
mm-hmm.
it was...
The war game thing had some potential, but...
Yeah, but then it...
Yeah.
Mm.
But it wasn't just straight up comedy. Like, they just jumped to... We're now a comedy horror film, like Bride.
I like Bride of Chucky. Seed of Chucky goes way off the rails when it comes to comedy.
Watch that one.
Like the John Waters is the paparazzi stuff that's in there, and you watch Seed?
Mm-hmm. I've seen all of them.
Okay,
but I know you're now excited for the new sci-fi series coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really liked the last two movies. Cult and Curse were both great movies.
Yeah. But not the new remake one where he's more like digital.
Well, that does not have the creative team behind it. I ended up watching it.
Okay.
It was different enough, but it would have been a better movie if it wasn't Child's Play. Because the plot is different enough that you could have made it its own thing.
Okay. Kind of like Halloween 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... All right. The Wheel of Fear this week with boobs. Awesome.
Yeah.
The wheel has boobs on it? No.
I guess it does now because that's where we got the topic.
Oh, okay.
No, we removed the boobs.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
They say in the scientific surgery. Community, a boobectomy.
Yes. But yeah, don't forget to subscribe to us. Check out everything Fear Central at fearcentral.net. You can find out where you can subscribe to us, as well as how to reach us on our social media, such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, etc. We will be with y'all again next week with a whole new topic, not from the wheel, because we're only going to do that like once a month.
Okay.
So that was this month's. I don't think we've discussed anything about Halloween's party this year.
We have not.
So,
no.
Don't know. We'll have to discuss whether we're going to come back with it live
we
have in the
past.
We
discussed some things about it. We discussed costumes, right. But other than that,
yeah. Yeah. But, you know, we are in the month of Halloween, and as we get closer, we'll be coming up with probably actual Halloween lists that we haven't discussed. And, further on towards Halloween, we'll get more information to you. That's all we got for you this week. We will catch you all again next week. And as always,
stay scared.